this is a devotional concerning fear is the opposite of faith. I have found the opportunity, different ones preaching at the school have talked to us about fear because it's a dominating concept in our day. And I pointed out to them that this is worse than they thought because fear is the opposite of faith. I'll tell you a story. One day, Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came to Jesus and asked him to heal his 12-year-old daughter. Think of a 12-year-old daughter. Think of her just on the verge of entering into life, all these things, you know. And now she lay dying. Jesus agreed to come to his house. As they went, a woman with an issue of blood touched him, and he halted the procedure to deal with her. Can you imagine this ruler being upset by this, you know? It turns out that she had been suffering with this issue of blood for 12 years. When they finally reached Jairus' home, Jairus heard the most fearful words of his life. Luke 8:49, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Jesus directly confronted his fear and urged him to replace it with faith. Luke 8:50, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Let us make this our watchword in these times. Fear not, believe only. Stitch that on a pillow. Decorate your rooms with it, right? Fear not, believe only. We have other examples. When the disciples feared death in the terrible storm at the Sea of Galilee, Jesus identified them as having little faith. He said unto them, why are you fearful, ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and it was a great calm. Waves don't just stop, do they? There's inertia involved in all that, you know? And yet, just drop down. Remember Peter's fear when he walked on the water. Well, actually, when he sank in the water. Matthew 14:30-31. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Most of all, remember that fear is the devil's tool. We've told the story before where Peter reminds us that the devil is like a roaring lion. And the fact is that the roaring lion is not a usual situation. The lion is very quiet and very cautious as he approaches. And then the roar comes at the last second because it's so loud, so paralyzing, that the little animal can't move. And in that time, he jumps and catches the animal in his jaws. It's the fear that paralyzes, you see, and makes you a prey for the roaring lion. The story of the roaring lion was that the roaring lion was an old guy without any teeth. And they sent him around to the other side of the field, and he'd come roaring into the field, and all the leaping gazelles or whatever they were in the field heard the roaring, and they said, oh no, we've got to run away from the roaring. And they ran into the waiting teeth of the young lions that were waiting for them. This is what the devil does to us. When we run away afraid, we run into the teeth of what he wants us to go to. So it's the devil's tool to drive us from faith. When John received his revelation of the last times, God listed the sins that characterize those who receive the eternal lake of fire. Revelation 21:8. But what's the first one? But the fearful. See? These are not little trembling things. These are just people that became afraid to give up their life, afraid to put their trust in Christ. Fearful and unbelieving. Abominable murderers, whoremongers. Look who you're clashed with when you give in to fear. Whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Well, what are we to do about this? Well, while the world is wallowing in the fear of death, And that's what this whole thing of COVID is, isn't it? And trusting in the works of man to prevent it, let us turn our eyes upon Jesus, who has defeated the horrible master of death. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Christ also, himself, likewise, took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. He says, you want to wrestle? He goes in and defeats him, and that is the devil. And by defeating him, he delivers us. He delivers them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Whose bondage? The devil's bondage, you see. We are what? Delivered. I want you to think this through, you know, all of the problems that COVID and everything else around us is causing. What's the worst that can happen? You'll die. And for us, how bad is that? What I hear a lot of Christians say, yeah, but I don't know if I could leave my family or leave my loved one, especially in a time like that. See, that's not actually your worry, is it? That's casting a picture of the future that you're imagining. And Christ told us not to do that. Don't borrow from tomorrow. There's enough trouble for today. You handle that today. If God were to take you, then it'd be God's responsibility to make sure your family was taken care of. And he would do that. So we just don't have to worry about that. There's not something that we have to worry about, you know, like Jesus said to the devil, come do your worst. And what he gave him was pretty bad.